got me passes to see and taking a Kacey Musgraves ACL.
I don't even like Kacey Musgraves.
I don't, but my daughter does.
Aw.
And I like my daughter.
When did your daughter get into Kacey Musgraves?
It's all my mom's fault.
Oh. You don't like Kacey Musgraves. Did your daughter know that?
I do like her. You know that song? What is that song?
Oh, my God.
We're going to play this game?
That song, Breadwinner?
One,
that is my fucking song.
You pulled one out of your ass here, the one Kacey Musgraves song?
When Tony and I broke up, I bumped that song all the time.
I was fucking jamming Golden Hour for the whole time at work, and you'd walk in and change it as soon as you walked in?
Yeah.
He's looking for a breadwinner. Joey knows. Joey knows.
Yeah.
Will you quit with the carbs?
Well, I'm low cal now. Keto. Are we ready, y'all?
Okay.
I'm keto, too. I just eat lots of pork rinds.
Y'all are fucking keyed up, fucking. Oh, that was the worst.
Don't do the tongue.
Fucking joke. I'm glad there's no camera here.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it.
They like those kind of jokes in the prairie.
You can't do that to the prairie girl. She's going to end up showing you her ankle.
What
American doll are you? Oh, man. Fuck it. Christian values are going on this episode. That might be the title of this episode, Christian Values.
I was named after Michael Landon.
Your name's Michael?
Your name's Joseph.
Yeah, but my middle name's Landon.
Landon is such a Texas name.
Hold
up. My cousin
is your name really Joseph Landon?
Landon?
Yeah.
That is so creepy.
Joseph Landon? How come we didn't know this? Did you know this?
No.
I'm
going to
start calling you Landon.
Oh my God, Landon.
Because you can't say Landon without a Texas accent.
Landon,
like, it's not possible.
Will you leave the Christian child alone?
I'll be turning the butter, girl.
Why are you snapping like that?
That's
whoa!
That's how they do it in
Can
Texas.
I sip of that?
And we lie.
Will y'all quit?
Scoot a little scooch over closer to Reuben, Mary. Get you in the live. Scooch a little closer to Reuben, Joey.
Actually not bad.
The Truly?
Yeah, I've never had that one before.
It's low-cal.
Is this sugar-free?
No.
Austin.
Culture. Club.
Podcast. Culture.
Club.
Podcast.
Culture.
We've been gone for about 75 years, but we're back like the cold sore that you always thought would never go away.
Agreed.
Hi.
I don't want to talk about Joey's cold sores.
Nobody talking about Joey's.
No, culture.
We were just doing culture.
Yeah.
Culture. Cold sore? Culture.
No. Drop it.
Drop the herd. Here we are.
We're so fucking. We're matching so bad.
It's like you're wearing. Weed in boys.
We're like,
you don't have your Hey Dudes on, though.
Hey Dudes. These are Hey Dudes.
I know those are. These are not.
These are my hips.
Those might as well.
You know they sell knockoff Hey Dudes on Temu?
Yeah, it's just called Dudes.
Shut
just,
the fuck up.
Just Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, they knock off the Hey and it's just Dude. They're comfortable.
Did you wear those in front of your...
No, I'm never wearing them. I have to work tonight. Get the mic up.
You don't need to explain. You've already explained this on the podcast.
I know. And
these are your work shoes.
My work shoes, because I go barefoot at the Cat Hotel.
What?
Yeah, I got socks on, but it's so I don't scuff. I have clean. I'm on my hands and knees.
Socks?
I'm turning butter.
I guess that makes sense. You're turning butter with
With
the kitties.
Yeah, you make.
Oh, I thought they make biscuits. Yeah.
Well, I'll be making biscuits too.
Aw.
And I can't do that with my shoes on.
So she's never seen the Dudes. Is that what you're saying?
I'm never going. No, they're never going to Portland. The Dudes are staying in Austin. That's a Texas.
Are you going to get a storage unit for the Dudes?
No, I'm going to burn the Dudes in a ceremony.
Can I come?
Bye to the Dudes. Yep. Yeah. I was supposed to burn these in Atlanta because they didn't like them in Atlanta either.
Oh, Hot Atlanta?
Yeah. I
was doing a music video for Key Glock.
Key Glocks, yeah.
Key Glock, Key Glock.
But I was the only white guy there, so they had like. They made fun of me a lot, but I'm one of the guys.
Key Glock.
Well, it's a good thing you had the world's whitest shoe on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they filmed the new Bad Boys for Life. There. It's in the trailer. That was where I had art show. So if you watch the trailer.
Oh. So the one where they went rogue? They're going rogue?
Well, they're just bad. You know, they're
well,
just
it's like
boys.
Our
being
sergeant's
boys.
Been framed. We're bad boys again.
Yeah, they're bad. Well, anybody's a boy. Boy is just like a, you know, Mary is a boy.
Well,
you know, she's a, one of the boys.
One
you know?
Of the boys. Yeah. Boy. Okay, now I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm thrilled. Living my best life. I got my shorts on, my Hey Dudes. I got a tall boy. Wearing my green shirt.
It's having a best Wednesday.
So, before we get started, I just want to say this is the first time the four of us have been together in a while. Producer Julian.
What?
Cat Hotel Joe.
Meow, meow.
Just one of the boys, Mary.
Yeah.
And me, I'm wearing the same outfit as Joey, and that's all I got.
What's your noise?
Arf, arf.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have a big bark today, I'm sorry.
I know, yeah.
So how's Julian, the Kia? Are you going to resurrect it from the dead this month, week, year?
Sometime soon, yeah. It's getting there.
Is it
close?
Getting close?
Yeah, the fans want to know, how's your fucking Kia?
It's an insurance battle, dude.
The Kia boys
yeah,
want
yeah, like, yeah, let's talk
the
about
the Kia boys.
Mary, how are your nails doing at the moment?
I was at the nail salon earlier today.
I can tell.
I got my toes done,
oh.
And I had
keep
a broken nail. I got my broken nail fixed.
What? I like the color.
I
thank
know.
You.
Kitty liked to scratch. What? What? Like to scratch?
I'll scratch you later, okay?
No. Maybe. What? Summertime madness.
Oh, my God.
Tens of men.
I really want to learn Vietnamese
well,
so
it's
I can,
not
like,
sad boy
talk
summer
shit
for Joey
with the
this
nail
summer.
Tags.
That's
well,
what we
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Well, summer madness has happened.
Tens summer of love for Joey.
Tens of men suffer from this condition, and it's like an extra.
Tens of men.
It's like a friskiness. It's like a will
whoa.
Way of life. It's not.
Oh, is it the sundresses?
It's not just that. It's the heat. You know the.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Don't. No, but her mom and sister do. And
well, we gotta
it's already
play
been
cool.
Thing.
We gotta play cool.
Yeah, so play cool. Shout out to
Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Shout out to people we don't know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
But maybe it's like I'm eating a lot of leftover food that's been sitting out for too long, and it gives me like a little, you know, a little spunk, a little tang.
Gas? Spunk? Like,
well, gas, yeah. But that's a, you know, that's a given. Just an extra frisk.
He likes his food fermented a bit. Like
I love it. It's good for gut
marinate
health.
It
yeah.
at room temperature. That's what his mom taught
yeah.
him.
Yeah, that's my mom. Like, yeah, my mom just like would let things sit out for days.
She called it simmering.
No, she will like
the sunshine.
She
I'll
said,
like come
"Let
over
it get below 160."
Yeah, I'll come over and I'll be like, "Ooh, what'd you make?" And she's like, "I made that 2 days ago." And I was like, "Gonna throw it out."
Looks good.
Looks good. Could have told me that after I took a couple of bites. But chicken
oh
with a little
God.
Tang, you know?
Just want a quick shout out. Austin Hood Classics is back.
That is true.
I was worried about him. I was concerned.
Did you hear the streets got to him or what?
He was going through a rough patch. It sounded like it was the streets, but I confirmed with him it was just ACC. He couldn't pass.
Oh.
I've been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, they're threatening to sue us right now, too.
Just
because
the
we used their
time.
Logo.
Summer came around. He doesn't have school anymore.
Now he's back.
He's back. But why did he, like, delete it?
Because school got to him. I don't know. He said life was a lot or something. He was feeling a lot of pressure. People were being like, when's the next meme, bro?
Oh, the pressure got to be too much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he said he was like, yeah, man, nobody's going to care. Like, I'm probably going to fizzle out. And then he blew up too big, and then it got to his head, and he felt like there was too much pressure. All this expectation.
He should have got an intern.
Also,
he should have got an intern.
Crazy. He's not the only Austin meme going down right now. There's like four or five of them.
I will say there's a lot of followers.
Did you
the
see the
KUT
David Douglas
news?
One I sent you?
KUT big news.
So there's I Hate Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
which is rumored to be Outer Heaven.
KUC News instead of KUT. KUC.
Yeah, KUC Big News.
Okra. It's like The Onion. Have you seen that one? The Okra?
The Okra?
Yeah. That's a new Austin one. And I think there's another one, too.
There's like one that's like Austin is overhyped or something.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's the OG one. This is Austin. It's not so great. Mm-hmm. But those guys, they're like booking shows, mainly. I hate Austin. Yeah. KUC. So,
Big News, that one's probably number two in my opinion.
I feel like we're friends with all of them because we're also part of this whole Austin.
Yeah, we love sharing this stuff. Your boyfriend was on.
David.
That's your boy.
ATX drinker, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. It's so good. He does not say wave of cum.
No, he uses. He goes, this is like a $2 hooker when she has AIDS on a Sunday.
It's like,
this
what?
Is how these nachos taste. I'm like, I will get with it. I liked him at first because I was like, ooh. And then his descriptors are a little much.
A little disgusting.
He's
like,
yeah,
you're
he's like,
damn, I don't even want to eat anymore.
Where he fucked it all up is that he went to that stupid New York place and was like, I got a $25 mini martini and a fucking piece of steak for $140. This is a great deal. We're like, shut the fuck up, fool. That's expensive.
Where he like fucked up is when he quit his tech job to like pursue his
meme
love of
food.
Talking about how tacos taste like dicks or something. I don't know.
I think Joey needs to go to Portland and become a foodie. Little seafood foodie shooters. Yeah, like just imagine Joey doing like a shuck review. Like he's like,
all
this
shucks.
Is a great shucker. Like tell him your name. And then he like gives a little interview. And then he's like, dude, 10 out of 10 shucking.
Yeah, yeah. I give this two hot tamales and a corn dog.
Yeah, throw some tapatio on it. And it's a 10, dude.
I love it. Love it. You should go to Portland and start something.
I am. I'm gonna start
he's
my dreams.
So mad.
We're getting our spinoff show, Portland Culture Club, soon.
Ooh. Well, how was y'all's week? You know, Joey said a little bit about his day. He was having a good day.
My best friend is moving to some sorry ass city in the Pacific Northwest.
What's his name?
I don't know.
J Dog.
Damn, it doesn't sound like a friend.
It's too hot. This sounds too hot.
Hey, it is pretty hot here.
It's like 58 degrees
humid
in Portland right
now. Dude, I'll tell you what, it gets pretty cold as well. I'm
getting the crew together. Luckily, I like to snuggle.
I'm actually going here in July.
God damn it.
I'm not going to see you, though.
You
why not?
I'm going to go see my friend Krista.
But you could see me if I'm in town.
Alberto, if you.
And Michael are to see you.
Oh. Yeah. Getting the gang back together. I may go see Of Montreal for my birthday in Portland.
Oh.
When's that? The
17th.
June 17th?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sound we'll be here sense. Watching Snooper.
Yeah.
When is Snooper?
Roseanne's going to be at Cap City the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
You almost said Rosie O'Donnell.
I almost said Rosie O'Donnell.
Ooh, you love Roseanne.
She's
just going to smoke cigs on stage, dude.
I like that. Reminds me of my grandma.
I know, you're going to be all sad.
I know. I love you. I go.
Like, who in the audience wants me to slap him in the face?
When I was little, I thought she was married to John Goodman for reals. My grandma was like, "No, they're not married." I go, "They are, Grandma," and I started crying. I was like, "They're married." Yeah.
Huh?
John Goodman's gay?
No.
Come on.
Is this breaking news?
I've been thinking he's straight this whole time.
He was a Marvel Man.
Righteous Gemstones, y'all.
Is this breaking news? John Goodman.
I can't believe you just outed
likes
John Goodman.
John Goodman likes a good man.
God damn it.
I hate that I laughed at that.
I have no facts at all. I'm just a person on the street.
Breaking news. John, that's the tagline for this episode. John Goodman likes a good man.
You just made that up?
Ruben would know.
Our fact checker says he's straight as an arrow. Like, did y'all
kiss in a closet or what? Hey, can you fact check that for us?
While Pollyanna? Listening to Casey Musgraves.
Well, there we have it, folks.
Well. What's his pronouns? Hungry?
No, he's skinny now, right?
Yeah, dude.
He's
he
on that Ozempic.
Yeah, but it's like not.
It's a lot of loose skin.
It's a lot. It's like a deflated balloon, really.
I mean, we all know.
It's like, what do you call a deflated balloon skinny?
Damn.
I felt so bad for her. I mean, because she had to come out and like say that she was, even though she lied to us.
Are we going right into topics?
I think so.
Topics?
I thought you were going to tell us a little bit about your week, but
yeah.
Yeah, what happened this week, Ruben? Oh, I have a poop box story.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What poop box?
That is past.
Oh no. I thought. Oh,
no,
shit.
I really do have a story, though.
Literally. Shit,
Mary, tell your.
I went to a gastro doctor. Because I have hot girl tummy issues.
IBS.
And it was actually really nice because I went there and they were like, put me in a room and like the doctor just came in and talked to me. There was no like having to tell your story seven times to all these different people. He was really cool. He was this Indian guy with bangs.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So he's asking me all about my issues. I'm telling him, you know, and he goes, what do you do for work? And I said, I own a restaurant. And he goes, what kind of food? And I said, oh, it's a brunch place. It's called Cenote. And he goes, Cenote, I was there last weekend for UT graduation. I was like, well, now you know about my shitting problems, and you're going to see my butthole later on. So that's great.
And
that's
you know
great.
Where to find
did you
me.
Say,
you'll remember that.
Did you say nice bangs?
No. I honestly was trying to figure out if it was a toupee, but I really don't think it was. I think it was real.
Usually they are with Indian guys. I'm just
well.
Toupees.
Bangs?
They always get that receding hairline. And they don't, they always miss the island too.
Hat hip.
That island on their forehead goes away, dude. Indians have it bad.
Anyways, he was really cool. I liked him.
Did you poop in a box?
Oh, yeah, I know, dude.
No, I'm getting a colonoscopy. Like
it's
a
just, don't
being.
Wear hats too much.
Some of us
know?
Can't afford your fancy colonoscopy.
You got a water hose.
That's a different thing.
What?
You just wash it out. Stick it up and then wash it out. You know, like, you go. You have your clean desk.
You're telling me you go out in
your
front
yard. You're talking about colonic. That's a different
You go
procedure.
Out in your front yard and you put a water hose up your butt right there and Skinner's helping you the whole fucking time getting it going or what?
I thought you were going to do
like
a coffee enema.
No, it's like when you clean a fish tank, the
like
tools
when
you clean a fish.
Fruit with your butt?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, fruit leather.
Are we doing topics?
Yeah. Topics.
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 Well, this just in weekly weather, it's terrible. It's been going down in North Texas.
Were you around for that weird gust of wind yesterday?
You were.
It's called my ex-wife.
Rodney, you got it, Rodney.
Woo!
Woo! Topics.
So there was tornadoes in Temple, Texas, and we lost seven lives.
Seven?
Yeah. And a lot of property damage, I think over millions or whatever. And it was a fucking insane storm, and no one expected it. And it was just like, I don't know, hit that area really hard.
That's what they get for trying
to be I guess they had tornadoes all the way into, like, Georgetown. But, you know, not too round right with the Georgetown. North Williamson County.
Well, you guys remember when we got that tornado at the IKEA in Round Rock that one time? That was crazy. I was just wondering if it was going to come that close, but we were way, way in the clear. We just got, like, heavy storms. It was just raining a bunch.
We also have the stupid hot temperature pot of lid thing.
Yeah, heat dome.
Heat dome.
But it's a heat dome.
Yeah.
Hot What's pocket. A heat dome?
It's just like a lot of shit in the air that's like trapping the heat.
Oh, okay.
Creates
like
a
humidity.
Yeah.
So it's like 97 degrees, but it feels like 105 already.
Oh, wow.
So it actually is 105, and we're just like lying to ourselves.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, it's 58 degrees in Portland.
Yeah, it's the weather's nice. Oh,
wow,
yeah.
He's gonna we'll just wait until November. He's been crying his eyes out.
No,
so
I'll be
cold.
Cuddling my eyes out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, be nice and cozy.
We'll still be here
Dude,
for you.
I'm going to be eating chowders like crazy.
Chowders?
Yeah, I'm starting my own chowder business called
Chowder. I had
chowder
some clam
babies.
Chowder this last week. That shit was.
What
dang.
The fuck in the hell? You don't chowder in Texas?
I got the bread bowl in
Dude, it. I chowder.
You got the bread bowl chowder?
I made some bread bowl chowder. I actually didn't put it in the bowl because
is that a sourdough
soggy.
Loaf?
Well, it was sourdough, but it was just like I got it in the bowl and then I ripped the bread off.
What
and
kind of
40-year-old
virgin shit going on over here?
What the? F- what a boy can't have clam chowder.
You see the movie 40-year-old virgin? He eats a soup in a fucking bread bowl.
That's good.
Tell me you're gay without telling me you're gay. You, I saw you eating a soup in a bread bowl.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's what I just said. I didn't put it in the bread bowl because it gets too soggy.
But
you
I
gotta dip it.
Reuben, I did put my dick in his bread bowl, though. I
what
did.
The fuck?
Oh my god!
The Austin,
oh my god!
Austin Day Drinker told me. He goes,
oh.
"Have you tried?"
Oh, now you're gonna blame the Day Drinker.
Yeah, he told me. He goes, "You gotta stick your dick in the bread bowl."
Speaking of Day Drinker, he did a deep like on our friend Dean.
Oh,
you know what a
yeah?
deep like is?
Like all
like,
the way
I don't
down
know,
the page?
It's like a
yes.
groping
Damn.
Or
what? That's, yes. that's Ooh, some
I didn't know that was like his jam.
My favorite ATX drinker post is when he did the Violet Crown and the whole fucking time this weirdo's in the background like fake cleaning tables.
Yeah, there's like nobody in there.
Wow, yeah, there's nobody in there but him.
There's
like,
there's like a shot of me just like hunched over outside,
like just crying, like crying at the door. He's like, "This is one of my favorite bars in town. Everybody's happy here." In the background, like, Skinner's on the ground. Skinner's on the ground is pissed himself, you know. Fucking like Country Mad is like he can't find his pants, you know. He's all fucked up and shit. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, there's like three pairs of his glasses. Like outside
no,
somehow.
The fanny pack that's never on his fanny.
Yeah.
Did he, yeah, he found a pair of his glasses like 3 months later outside. Like broken under a picnic table.
What? I love that man
that
so much.
That just goes to show how much they don't clean, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, we know you used to clean there, dude. We know how much it goes.
Evan's
out.
Banned from Lowdown right now, which is like.
Oh, what?
How
like,
do you get banned from Lowdown?
It's like a normal Thursday.
I don't know. Just yelling at Skinner. Skinner is like hangs out a little down now.
Oh yeah.
Next topic.
Oh yeah, well, no more. Yeah, weather. We might actually be getting more weather this week. I think
oh,
tomorrow
yeah.
it's gonna rain. It might rain hail,
all
and
hail.
Hail
yeah.
nah.
Oh, I saw a video. Speaking of, to finish off with the weather, the craziest weather I saw.
What are you
on
finishing
the news
off?
This week?
I didn't know he was
the
a
weather.
Man.
Okay.
What? I saw a reel about in North Texas in a Walmart. It was hailing through the ceiling, apparently. So yeah, and my hail's been getting a lot worse. I feel like here in
got
Texas,
those peep flavored jelly beans there, Slim Jim
at Walmart.
Yeah,
Slim
Last
Jim.
Last time I was at Walmart,
bean?
Like in Marble Ugh. Falls, they had like the weirdest like products there. It was like Dr. Pepper, body
Dr. Pepper
soap.
Peeps. Oh,
it's just like everything is
I'd
just
use
like a
Dr.
hybrid.
Pepper body soap,
but they
that
had like
dang,
they had
dude.
Like Frito chili Ooh. Cheese Slim Jims. It was like
that sounds.
It was like
amazing,
everything was like
that
it was like Oreo.
Amazing.
What's that restaurant with the rocking like chairs?
They have Oreo Sour Patch Kids now.
Cracker Barrel's got like its own Hello Kitty fucking shit right now, and all the
oh, yeah.
Hello Kitty girls are going over there buying these like country ass Cracker Barrel
oh, yeah.
Hello Kitties, like
oh,
in
yeah, country core.
Well, like
oh,
yeah,
that.
Country core.
About this.
Yeah,
they're wearing like suspenders and like dresses like she's wearing right now.
Yeah. Next topic.
Next topic.
Okay, have you guys heard about the 4B movement?
4B.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's
so
the
it 4B? Started in South Korea.
Okay.
And it's basically women are just sick of dealing with men, so they're just, like, not
Whoa.
Dating men anymore.
Oh.
Bees?
Bees? It bees like that sometimes.
The bees stand for something. I don't know what it stands for. But anyways, it's catching on on the internet
huh.
in the
internet.
States. And women are saying, yeah, I don't fuck with men anymore. Like, I'm
Whoa.
Over it.
Like,
sexual
or what?
Robots? We have vibrators.
So instead of the movie
AI
Her,
vibrators?
Yes.
So instead of the movie Her, it's the real him? Like they're getting hit.
Instead
like
of her, it's
AI
like purr.
Hit.
But who's gonna borrow money from you?
Oh,
exactly.
There's no. You don't even need a her.
Damn, I'm out of a job.
Who's gonna wreck your cars?
So, anyways, Bumble starts to freak out about this and puts out a bunch of ads saying that like celibacy is not the answer.
Whoa, what?
And then all these 4B chicks accuse them of like supporting the patriarchy, and then they had to take the ads down.
Whoa!
Did I send you the Latino Bumble thing?
No.
Why
this dude says he's Catholic, and then he puts the height thing down to 5'6". It like all it is Latinos that pop up on it.
Wow.
Sort of racist. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out like that.
Well, the algorithm knows.
I wonder why this started in South Korea.
Well, I guess the men in South Korea are like pretty like shittier than they are here, like abusive and just like.
Oh, okay.
And so women were just saying like it's not worth
expectations of the culture.
And they're like, you know, we don't need a man.
Well,
we
South
have our
Korea
own money.
Is crazy though. Like they have like the highest rate of plastic surgery and like girls under the age of like 21.
I don't think one out of four girls in I think
South
that's
Korea
more
has,
about.
Like,
I think that's more about like
that doesn't have anything to do with men.
More about K-pop.
But that's
the
also
dudes.
Like they do all the whitening there too.
Well, that's just because of American culture.
Like, they don't like dark skin.
American culture.
They like light skin.
White gods.
White skin.
Well, it's not. That's not just South Korea.
I know, but like the main. Like, all the companies have, like, whiteners that they sell.
I knew
like
this
in
girl
South
one
Korea.
Time that her she dated a South Korean guy, and when she stopped dating him, he told her that he had been bleaching her, like, body soap. So, yeah, no, South Korean dudes, I totally get it.
That's
abusive
fucked up.
As fuck. And whitening, they prefer white people.
Horror movie.
That's literally insane. I was like, did you file a police report?
Keep getting it out.
I have a quick question for the panel.
Okay.
I don't understand Glenn Powell's popularity.
Bro.
It's those eyes. They're beady like a possum.
They need a new army. They need a new army hammer.
Yeah.
He went cannibal.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He went cannibal. They need a new army hammer.
He wanted to eat toes.
He just moved back to Austin.
Have any of y'all seen The Fall Guy?
No.
I thought Glenn Powell would be a like good actor in that movie, but I was gonna say just it was pretty good. I had a surprising Jason Momoa appearance in it.
Okay, we do like that.
Great cameo.
Yeah,
great movie too. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I'll watch anything with Ryan in it.
Same.
He's on a streak, dude.
Ooh, baby.
He's on fire.
No,
Emily Blunt. She was pretty good.
They just premiered the new Richard Linklater film at the Paramount.
Oh yeah,
Hitman, which comes out. Yeah, the Glenn Powell, and he's like moving back to Austin. Yeah,
he got.
I'm explaining
didn't
it to
he
people
get
that just don't
didn't
know
get
what
didn't
about.
He get inducted into the Texas?
Man, they let any fucking jerk.
Well, hey, he's from
you're
here.
You're not
come
in
on.
There.
Now come on now.
You're any fucking jerk off.
Yeah. If you're in a Linklater film or a Robert Rodriguez film, you'll be in that. That Clint.
Is Austin Emilio in there?
He said he's had enough of L.A. All right. He back where he belong now.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't do Marvel.
He said he don't want to do
Marvel.
He's
a Top Gun. He got them, like, little eyes.
He got them little eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Are y'all just repeating each other?
No, he's that's my hot man.
That's your hot man?
Yeah. Well, on the ones and twos.
Well, I was just doing Glenn Powell in a country accent.
Yeah. They need a remake. Varsity Blues.
I think we've only gotten through two topics.
Next topic.
Varsity Blues.
Did you hear that Austin is one of the top 5 cities that people are moving out of?
I did hear that. And I heard that some people are finding love on Facebook and moving to Portland.
Yeah. That's how it is.
First of all, this whole thing is bullshit. It's like the company pods. So, like, who are these rich assholes who risk out a fucking pod
it's
to move?
It's based on that? It's based on pod moves?
It's, like, the number one cities where the pods
are
being
bought. So,
definitely
not a part of that.
You know?
He can't afford a pod.
Yeah, there's no way you're packing up a pod.
You can't even fill a pod up.
I thought they were talking about...
For warmth.
Tide. I thought they were talking about Tide Pods.
Yeah, he gave me a bag city. With his old shirts. It was like, I was going to donate these.
Tide
Pods. I got a bag of shirts, yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm just saying right now, this is like all some bullshit. Like,
two peas
we're losing too many Californians back to California. Who gives a fuck about them? Fuck them. Fuck the Tesla people. Fuck Indeed. Fuck anybody working at Motorola except for my cousin Catfish who's out there right now working the fucking
And Ding Dong
ground
and
doing the
PB and Butternut. He's, you know, he's getting out soon.
Caramel
then,
Chew.
And then Dingy. Dingy's coming down and Woozy.
Watch out. He listens to the pod.
Yeah, I'm saying, Biscuit's coming and Ding Dong and Peppermint Sally.
That is a real person. Yeah. I don't know why you're trivializing Biscuit.
Yeah, DJ Biscuit.
He's real.
Yeah, and he's a DJ.
He's my friend.
No, that's the thing. I'm saying real names mixed in with fake names. Seeing which ones you know.
I know Biscuit. I know Goat. I know Catfish.
Topics. Next topic.
Topics.
Didn't Abbott do something this week?
What did he not do?
Well, he pardoned that motherfucker. That was like, we haven't talked about that.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
What's that guy's name? Matthew Perry?
That dude shot and killed a protester who was also
Daniel
a veteran
Perry.
That people are not really realizing, who was also carrying a weapon, open carry style.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this dude killed him. And, of course, this motherfucker is full of vitriol and hate and stupidity on
his
Facebook saying stupid shit.
Oh, wow. Damn.
But that doesn't mean anything because he's like a fucking patriot in this fucking stupid-ass, fake-ass country's idea of what the world is supposed to fucking spin like. And I'm so sick of it. What's his name? Ken Paxton thinks he's going to be fucking attorney general for Trump right now. And he's like going everywhere Trump's at. He was at the Trump trial. He's saying all this stupid shit. He's literally suing a 50-year-old Catholic nonprofit in El Paso because they give like shelter and like food to migrants.
Wow.
He's calling it something house. I can't think of the term right now. Where like, they hold like they're calling it like a safe, like a hideout house. Like he's hiding out, like fucking. They're like
they're
sneaking
like
migrants across the border there or some shit. Yeah, they've been doing it for over 50 years in El Paso, and it's like fucking. These are the worst people alive, though.
Yeah.
And this is what we do in Texas. We vote for them because no one gives a fuck about
people.
Well,
we don't vote for them.
Oh, we're the only ones in Austin. But even then, I don't even believe Austin really gives a fuck for anyone either.
Yeah, dude. We're too worried.
I sit there and watch people on the street right now that's fucking dying, heat over exhaustion, overdosing. We're having more fentanyl overdoses in this fucking county than in any other fucking county in Texas. But we act like we give a fuck. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Call me street and watch me. Yeah, dude.
What?
Watch me watch the streets. Give me a beat.
Take the mic from him, please.
John Goodman.
He's
a good
man. He likes a good man.
Did you guys know that Trump said this week amongst his trial that if he gets elected, he's going to pardon the guy who started the Silk Road, who went to Westlake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a roommate that was, like, roommates with him.
Yeah, yeah. He's
That's great. Another guy that...
He's crazy. He literally...
He tried to have someone killed, right?
He tried to have 3 to 6 people
These
murdered.
These white guys get a bad rap, and they should, you know, have their day.
Honestly don't mind pardoning him, because, like, he's just going to get assholes murdered, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, bunch of drug dealers.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The Silk Road is where you really buy your child porn.
Well, the Silk Road is no more.
This isn't about buying. Everyone's all like, oh, we're trying to buy drugs or Bitcoin. Get the fuck out of here. They're buying child porn.
I'm pretty sure.
That's where you
back in the day.
You
got to
earn
like,
it.
I don't
you
know
just
if
get
you
the
buy
shit
digital
for free.
Files and stuff. But, I mean, like, regardless.
You
I
get
think,
zips?
I think it's a completely different marketplace now. There's no more Silk Road. Yeah.
Child porn.
Oh.
Too fast, too furious.
Faster and furiouser.
Damn. Yeah.
What's the VIN diesel?
How did you get onto the Silk Road?
Through Tor.
You know.
You'd go to a payphone and like plug your iPod in or something?
No, you know the movie Hackers?
That's exactly what's going on in my head right now.
Yeah, you plug in.
Yeah.
It's like a little.
Dude,
like
I love that movie so much.
Yeah,
you
plug into the internet.
Yeah, and then you.
That movie's so
or
sexy.
Or that Keanu Reeves movie. Johnny. Yeah, it's like that. Or Lawnmower Man. That's like
the other one. It's kind of like
second
Strange Days.
Yeah,
you ever see Strange Days?
It's about
Y2K, the computer thing, but
yeah.
Like these hackers
it's
are like
plug in or
wait,
get
what
out,
about? Do you remember
right?
SFW?
Yeah, of course.
That's such a good one. That's an old.
It's been a while. SFW. Do you have a Ruben's rant for us? Do you want to talk about?
He's already done some rants.
I want like a rant.
Are you going to provoke a rant?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm glad that we're breaking up the stupid monopoly that is fucking the C3 Live Nation fucking Ticketmaster fuck offs.
Oh yeah.
This whole secondary ticket market. You know how much the tickets for the Misfits are?
How much?
On day one of tickets going on sale today with the code. With the code, day one at the opening of selling. $165 for the upper deck. Fucking $105 for like the back of the pit. The $300 for VIP pit. They're already jacked all the prices up for this Misfits fucking Moody Center show. And I'm fucking pissed about it.
It's like the Misfits, Suicidal Tendencies.
Reverend Horton Heat.
Reverend Horton Heat. And then I think
Agnostic Front. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good lineup.
Okay.
But it's not. So the cheapest seats are $75 in the nosebleed.
Damn.
$75. You know what I could do for $75? Throw a brick at the fucking Moody Center. Like that guy that used to throw bricks off of fucking the upper deck. Remember that guy?
Or you can ask the booker to get you in for free.
Yeah, I mean, you just go to Violet Crown and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Because do you really do you think it's going to sell out? It's like, you say these things, but you're getting in for free, most likely.
How in the fuck is it not going to sell out? Every idiot I know reposted that Misfits fucking face.
Yeah, but that's such a, the punk market and Beyonce are two different markets.
Yeah,
you know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
Like, it is a big venue, but there's like, a lot of those people are dead. Like, those kind
of
fans.
But a lot of them are old and have money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like,
Suicidal Tendencies, dude? Yeah. Definitely
I'm just saying, they're a band that's popular.
That band still.
I mean, think about, like Ryan Warden.
All those bands.
Yes.
He gonna be
also,
there.
Every single person we knew went to that fucking Idol show somehow, even though I didn't see anybody out there. But, like, everybody was, taking photos out of that motherfucker.
Well, remember when Danzig played Fun Fun?
That's why we got to get the French onion soup ready.
Know what's going to happen? It's probably they're going to sell out because half of San Antonio is going to be in Austin for it.
Yeah. For
Am
sure.
I right?
Yeah, yo.
Is that a racial comment?
They love Suicidal Tendencies. They
we love the Misfits.
No, I remember, what was
it? We love Jim Morrison.
Remember when Slayer played Fun Fun?
Yeah.
And it was like, there was like a herd. maybe not a herd. What do you call a group of Mexicans?
Are you calling a group of Mexican cattle?
I remember there was a lot. You were there. There was a lot.
Just because he was there, it wasn't a good song.
It's not, not like I remember it.
The same like with Wu-Tang. It was like all the San Antonio crew doesn't come for like the festival because they don't want to like hang out with hipsters. They come for the headliners.
Yeah, that's why they bought the ticket.
The same with like Bad Brains when they played. It was like all the San Antonio punks like show up at like climbing over the fences, you know, they're up in the trees. Yeah. But they don't come for the daytime.
So
you know,
I
American
went
football. They're not there for, you know.
I went to San Antonio to see Stevie Nicks and I've never seen so many white people in one place San Antonio. I mean, I'm not saying there weren't Mexicans there, but I didn't know there was that many white people in San Antonio.
Yeah. Well,
they all live in North San Antonio, Alamo Heights.
They had the hats
my
on.
My boss, they saw, she played at the Windstar in Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah?
She saw him there, the Windstar.
And Jane's Addiction got back together, and they're not playing Austin. They're playing Houston and fucking Dallas, so sorry, motherfuckers.
Well,
I'm now beefing again with Jane's Addiction.
Because Austin doesn't like Jane's Addiction.
She don't like Austin.
Yeah.
We can go to Houston.
So summer madness is upon us. What are your summer plans? You gonna work on your tan? Work on your memoirs, Mary?
Okay, I got a whole
work
plan.
On my last nerve.
I got so many plans. Okay, first one, I'm gonna get Sopranos skinny, and what that means is I've never watched The Sopranos before.
I have their cookbook. I'll let you borrow it.
No, it's not. It's not about eating.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna.
It's about yelling?
I'm gonna watch the entire series of The Sopranos while on the elliptical.
Oh,
genius!
Wow.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot. That's
yeah.
A long time.
Yeah.
Seven seasons.
You got a Peloton?
10 episodes a season.
I'm actually gonna sell a Peloton because I don't like it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm gonna do that same thing, but in a Tesla.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna watch The Sopranos in a Tesla.
Yeah. I'm also gonna like start.
Where are you getting the Tesla from, bro?
My neighbor. They said I can watch it, and I'm just gonna watch TV in the Tesla. My new neighbor has a Tesla.
And he's talking about in Portland?
No, not in Portland. No.
My bad.
Remember they tore down the house beside
me? Oh, yeah.
Now
there's, now there's a bougie house.
Yeah. So there's like a garage the size of like. Yeah. There's a little Tesla in there. And they said if I wash it, I could watch TV. In there.
We're going to do a Travis like story with Jordan talking about Uber drivers hitting on her. It's actually not that crazy at all. It happens every time she rides an Uber.
We're getting hit by an Uber driver walking. Because these sidewalks be crazy. Yeah. Yeah,
crazy.
She's getting hit on by Uber drivers. I'm getting hit by an Uber driver with their car. And it hurts.
Same
That's
but
the difference
different.
Between guys and girls taking Ubers.
Yeah. Take my wife. No, really, take her. I love it.
I've seen a bit of
I love it. I've watched it 2 times all the way through. It's
can you explain
so
this?
So Tires Shane is the new Shane Gill show.
So good.
Oh.
It already got picked up for a second season.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. 6 episodes. So good. And it's kind of like a mix of The Office with Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
It's like very he financed the whole project.
Austin's new boy?
They bought it.
Austin's new boy? He lives here now?
Yeah,
he
I
does?
Got to see him.
Yeah,
I love
he
him. He's great.
He do.
Talks about like grilled cheese sandwiches and like
I like his
people.
I like his bit about Down syndrome. He's like, I got some Down syndrome in my family.
Yeah.
If you can't tell.
He was like, anytime I get blackout drunk, I just stand there like his face looks like he's got something.
You gotta watch the show. It's great. It reminds you of like the old days.
What do you mean in the old days? What do you
Ruben was born in a tire.
I don't remember my birth in the tire.
Just every time I go to B-Fill, the tire fire is, you know, running wild.
Yeah, it's like a never-ending tire fire.
Yeah.
It's been burning for 100 years.
Those tires never stop burning. I want him
to start watching the show, but I feel like he'll get too emotional.
Yeah,
my cousin was a tire. I'm just like, what does that mean?
Oh, man, those are good times.
You know Ed and Eddie, where he had the board that was like. Ruben, his best friend at age 5 was a tire.
Oh, tire.
He would roll that thing down the road for hours.
Blake!
And then he would sleep in it at night, you know? Yeah. He goes, I'm a donut. And he would try to eat the tire. And just
nice. That was a good one.
So check out Tires on Netflix.
I will.
Any other topics?
Did you watch the Vanderpump Rules reunion?
Oh, did I? Yeah, I did. Well, it's a three-parter.
I just watched part 3 last night.
I don't think I'm just 2. I haven't seen the newest part. But Tom Trifling. He's just so dumb. What like I hate this thing of like straight dudes that paint their nails.
Yeah.
For it's like clout and he's wearing like pearl necklace. It's like you're not that.
No.
He doesn't pull it off either. Like that's like my biggest pet peeve. And then he's like me and my band, his karaoke band that he wears like bell bottoms with. It's
I'm
like
so mad that I didn't go see them at Buck's Backyard in Kyle, Texas when they were here.
Oh man, it would have been a hoot and a hanny. I was in the hall. Yeah. Well, that's what you get. Well,
hoot and a handy?
When you go, that's one of their drink specials. It's
a hoot and a handy?
drink and a hand job. Yeah, it's like they give you a hand. Well, Buck, he guarantees it.
Buck don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Buck guarantees it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He guarantees it.
More bang for your buck.
Yeah. Yeah, Vanderpump Rules.
So is Ariana coming back next season?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What was her deal with Broadway? She went on Broadway?
Yeah, she was on Broadway.
For
she
what?
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
What?
Which Sheena's really sad about because that was her dream.
Wasn't JoJo on Dancing?
She got a show with Gordon Ramsay then?
Ariana?
Yeah.
No, that's a different. Gordon Ramsay got the show with Vanderpump Miss. Yeah, Vanderpump Girl. Have you seen that?
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah, Miss Pump.
You know who Lisa is?
He knows.
I don't.
He just acts like he doesn't care.
He's like, let's go to Tom.
He put his hand in shame for how well he knows
when
Lisa.
When I walk into the restaurant, I'm like, make me some tea, darling.
Yeah. And then he does that face.
I haven't tried her wine. She has like a Chardonnay, Vanderpump Chard.
Oh, yeah. Catalytic converter. People were stealing his catalytic converter,
what?
A General Hospital star in L.A. He was walking to his car. He caught.
He was bartending.
They say they don't
and
know.
And he was walking
who,
to his car.
Like, they're like some thieves. I'm like, we're talking
I guess like
about
three or four
LA,
dudes where they were stealing his catalytic converter.
Four homeless
and he was
people
like, hey, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Catalytic converter.
And one of them had a gun and shot him.
Yeah.
Try to stop him,
but it's like, dude,
because you know my priest,
you're
my
you're
life.
You're an actor
fool.
In L.A. Like you don't live there every day. Why would you walk up to four dudes like doing something to your car and be like, "Yo, put that back"?
First
bro.
Of all, your car is your castle, not a storage unit. Castle.
It's L.A. If your car it has four dudes around it and you're not you don't know any of them, then you walk away. No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying.
I think you're victim blaming.
What if your car is gay? Do you get a Cadillac converter
guy,
to
like,
fix it?
Poor guy.
Right?
It sucks.
I mean, I would say 9 times out of 10, you walk up on a tweaker taking your Cadillac converter, they're
like,
gonna run away.
Well, but I'm just like, he lives in L.A. Like, it's a pretty rough place.
Have you
I don't know where
Cadillac
he was
converted?
In L.A., but like,
Cadillac converted.
I don't know. I wouldn't take any chances out there these days. L.A. is a
like
dangerous
a case
place.
Of summer madness.
Yeah.
More intense.
Big time. Stealing catalytic converters sounds like some summertime
yeah,
madness.
Yeah, sounds like tens of men suffering.
Why is he giving news anchor vibes today?
More at 10.
It's
and
the
that's
shirt.
The
He's
rest
trying to be authoritative.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready for my Portland. Portland's really white, guys. There's not a lot of.
You got the button down.
Yeah, you're a news anchor.
You got your hair looking like me. It's like you're a professional weather.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I had to go to my nephew's graduation earlier, so I had to put on a button up.
It wasn't a tire, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was saying. Yeah. Yeah, because his attire. All we're talking about is attire.
It was.
Oh, I'm attired. Am I right?
It was an interesting graduation. I guess not. They did it at Burger Stadium.
Burger King.
Burger Tech.
They did it at Burger Stadium in South Austin.
They all
I
got
guess
yeah.
because the Frank Irwin Center is closed.
Hold up, outside?
No, they did it in the auditorium inside, okay. in the basketball gym. But, yeah, I was like, it was cool. You know, all the North Austin schools were graduating. They were like, this is all of the families here today represent what's ethnic and good about something like that, about how, like, it's great for representation for the North.
I
want to
thank you, your families, darkies, just darkies in general.
And then he said something funny about, like, he was like something about how his dad changed his name from like Juan Felipe Hidalgo, Gonzalez to like John, and I just thought it was the funniest thing, dude. And like, just because he had like five names, and he was like, and he was proud to change his name to John.
You just hear Joy in the background.
I was dying, dude. I was dying, and I felt like there was some other families laughing because
I used to go by Jose Ronaldo,
like
now they call me Joe Ray.
But yeah, I felt like I was the only one laughing really loud.
I used to go by Q-Tip.
Nobody's
what?
Ever called you Q-Tip.
Well, used to.
You're not in Tribe Called
We
Quest.
Called you Soup Neck. Yeah. We called you Emo Joe.
Sad
Young Hitler.
Yeah.
He had a weird, but
Krampus.
He had to see him back then.
Krampus.
little bad Krampus. Haircut.
Young Joey.
Little Krampus.
Little baby Krampus.
Baby Krampus.
Oh, stealing Christmas, licking children. It was sad. Maybe
oh,
we'll talk about that anymore.
Sorry, live stream. Sorry, IG live. Phone died.
I guess.
All those tire jokes with the dot.
Oh, no, we still got them.
Yeah, we still got the tires.
We still locked in on the tires.
Those fires are still burning.
Those fires, they never gonna stop burning.
So, Joey, yeah, knew, what are you going to do with your art when you move?
I'm going to bring it with me.
No.
Or sell it. Or throw it away. No, they love me in Portland. Portland's ran by the lesbian mafia. So I think I'll do pretty well.
Yeah, you kind of look like a
are
lesbian.
You, are you trying to say the lesbians love you or something?
No, I'm not saying it's love. It's more of they can relate to me.
What?
They like they wear Hey Dudes also.
They wear Hey Dudes also.
We
I
like
forgot.
The same type of women. No.
Oh,
it's
you guys
yeah.
like what? What?
We just like yeah, we just like big booty. Is that too much? Never mind. Change it. Cut it. More at 10. You know, like bread bowls.
Are you trying to say lesbians are simple or something?
Are you saying like you like women who have butts like bread bowls?
No, I'm saying
full of porridge.
No, I'm saying I like the
porridge bowls.
Full
soggy, soggy bottom girls.
I'm saying I like things that have been sitting out in the sun for a while.
What did you just say? Saggy bottom girls.
Soggy bottom.
Soggy bottom girls.
Soggy.
Your bottoms ain't even soggy.
Wow.
You know, marinating.
Room temp.
Yeah, room temp. I yeah.
And that Tupperware. Gotta let it marinate.
You know, it's like when like hot girls take laxatives. You know,
no, I don't.
It's kind of the same thing. It just like keeps me skinny. Eating.
Yeah,
the
it's
worms.
It's working.
Well, the worms. Yeah, the worms.
You take him to Emancipate.
Aw, how are you gonna take Blue?
I'm gonna like drug her and then take her on the plane.
Whoa, dude!
This is a fun fact. You can drug anybody and take them anywhere if you want.
Yeah, goddamn.
This is a little known fact.
That's
a little,
why
bit, a little
yeah.
tidbit
is
here
this
for
this
y'all.
Why you're fleeing Austin? You're trying to eliminate yourself as a suspect as the murderer.
All of a sudden, the murderer stops.
Yeah.
You must have fallen in love.
It starts in Portland.
Yeah, I don't need those.
We needed one girl
to save all the men
of Austin.
Yeah, I'm done with them young boys. They don't know how to swim, for one.
Not when you give them roofies first.
I call them floaties.
Is that why you're going to the coast, so you can find some that can swim?
No, I'm trying to learn how to swim, to be honest.
Or after
if I go out there, can we like do a shot for shot of the Goonies? Like we'll start here at the house, and then we'll go to the beach, and then we'll like go fucking.
Oh
to
yeah,
hotel,
no, the gel
we'll go into
too.
The well.
Like
yeah, that. And Ruben will be the one saying, "Hey, you guys."
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't do the Asian kid, but everybody gets racist about that.
Well, you can't be the Asian kid.
What?
You're too big.
I got
He's
booby
short.
Traps.
His name is literally Short Round. Another
I got
in
booby
another movie.
Traps.
He's an Oscar winner, so
he is. He's a great actor.
He like retired for 30 fucking years because Steven Spielberg broke his
because
heart.
Because he couldn't take it.
Well, because he's good with numbers. Didn't he become like a
an accountant?
Accountant or something?
That's why he was in that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once, where he was trying to get the taxes from that one lady.
Yeah, it's a lot of counting.
He was in Jackass 3?
Yeah.
He was in Jackass 3?
Well, he's not near Loki season 2.
Oh, Loki season 2? That was great, dude.
Yeah.
Great appearance. Damn, am I going to have to get Disney Plus again?
Did you hear? So, another topic. So, it was Memorial Day weekend this past weekend.
Oh,
and we had the lowest film box office
of all
time. Or like
Garfield.
For like 100, or like for 100 years. No, for like 30 years.
Garfield overtook Mad Max.
Furiosa. Yeah.
Good.
I would say so, too.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, give Chris Pratt another job. What's the next voice he's going to do? He's going to play Jesus and
I got
Nurmal's not in it.
Somehow
what?
I got
There's
the
no Nurmal.
No.
I've been lied to?
Yeah.
Somehow I got the producer of the Garfield movie to follow me on Instagram, but like I thought it was going to be really small cuz like I see him post about it all the time. I didn't even realize like they got Sammy Jackson
in
it.
Snoop Dogg's
in
it.
Snoop Dogg's in it. What? They got Chris Pratt's doing
like
everything,
did
dude.
A song for the Garfield movie.
He's Garfield. He's Superman.
No.
He's Jurassic Park. Dude.
He's Guardians.
I hate Chris Pratt, but I will say he does have a Garfield voice.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger's son, dude.
No,
how could
not.
You?
Son-in-law.
Yeah,
son-in-law.
Son-in-law.
Son-in-law. Yeah.
That basically makes him his son.
Yeah.
Is he smoking cigars?
Get into the chopper.
Schwarzenegger child, the Mexican Schwarzenegger.
Dude,
yes.
Get out of here.
What did you just say?
That's not the real one.
Have you seen that child?
No.
You know
no.
that story?
I know the story.
Maria Shriver hires this woman to be the nanny, and she's like, well, I can't get a hot nanny because he's definitely going to fuck a hot nanny. So she gets this older, kind of ugly lady.
She almost died during childbirth.
Oh,
she was 50.
She was like 50.
Oh, Arnold.
He's a dirty
but
dog.
You know what? She made sure to have that kid, dude.
Yeah, dude. Who wouldn't? She never cleaned at another house again.
Man, she's like 4'7" too.
Now there's that kid, dude.
And that kid, looks like the Mexican Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
No, because he has another kid that's like a chubby boy. And so.
Yeah, chubby white boy.
Yeah, the white one. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the.
Don't talk bad on Schwarzenegger, though.
Yeah.
He's the greatest, dude. He's the greatest action star of all time.
Antonio,
and
Roberto,
Chris Pratt is continuing his legacy right now.
Yeah, what's the next voice he should do?
Yeah, Chris Pratt couldn't do Conan.
Like,
he did Mario, Garfield.
Maybe
Chris Pratt
like,
couldn't do Twins.
Maybe they could redo Over the Hedge, and he could be the raccoon.
All right, that I can see.
Maybe like,
yeah,
maybe
dude,
maybe
I,
like
could,
a
I would
Mickey
love that.
Mouse live action, he can be the
nah.
Mickey Mouse.
He, I don't know. I don't know about. I feel like I Mickey Mouse, that. Chris Pratt would just sound like Chris Pratt doing Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, more
the
like
fuck?
Chris Pratt. Am I right?
M-I-C
K-E-Y. Chris, you know Chris Pratt is like really religious.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He shares the faith. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and he doesn't
he
like.
He shares the faith. y'all wearing their church clothes? I say some shit right now.
That's a preacher in me, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a Lord, please?
Non denominational.
About to talk in tongues, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
hey,
damn.
Quit that.
What? Turning butter.
Oh, my God. Chris Pratt.
Chowder.
We're not going to talk about Chris Pratt anymore.
Yeah, I was like, any more top?
I bet he eats ass.
Nah.
Yeah, no. Nah, dude.
No, yeah. Chris Pratt?
No.
Garfield?
He don't even eat pussy.
But I would say Garfield does, or well, even Mario would.
Well, Garfield, that's different.
I thought he was method, you know?
Yeah, no,
so what
he
are
started
your
eating lasagnas for the Garfield role.
He never had one before.
I got a lasagna in the fridge right now. I got it sitting out for days. Let it marinate.
Did you put broccoli in it?
I will E. coli. It's a special ingredient.
Well, I got this recipe from
Salmonella.
From guy.
From Penthouse Letters or what?
From Dinner Dives and, you know, garbage cans.
Sopranos cookbook?
Yeah. You when you make lasagna, try pepperoni in there.
I used to put pepperoni in my chicken parm.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
That makes me want a chicken parm.
I was on a really big chicken parm kick for a while, making them in the air fryer.
What?
Yeah.
I need to learn
chicken
about
chicken
this.
Chicken parm.
I got an air fryer. I've been cooking only like chicken nuggets and shit.
I've been
dude,
smoking
I'll,
that air
I'll
fryer.
Teach you, I'll teach you how to do the chicken parm.
H-E-B has pickle tasting southwestern breaded chicken nuggets and tenders. Just and also the fillets trying
what?
To be like Chick-fil-A.
What's the deal with
dude,
that?
That sounds
amazing,
good as fuck.
Amazing. Is that kosher?
I would eat those instead of
does
going
it come
to
in a jar?
If I could never go to Chick-fil-A.
Well, I buy there's this, these ones.
Do you put
that
in your Dr. Pepper?
At Costco that tastes just like the Chick-fil-A.
Are they the whole
ones.
Sandwiches?
Oh, they have those now, but
yeah.
I've only had the nuggets.
Ooh.
No.
Pickled Dr. Pepper?
That sounds right
damn.
Up my alley, though.
What if we have weed that's like pickle weed?
Really?
Dr. Pepper
where
weed.
Is it at?
Pickle.
That's
well, they're
Lena
like
there.
They have like a they're like at their pickle month.
Well, don't they have like a pickle flavor like juice they just can put in it flavoring?
Yeah, it's called pickles.
It's called vinegar.
Yeah. With deal.
God damn.
Yeah, have you ever had that like that pickled flavored kombucha?
No, I like pickle flavored chips though.
Oh, I love them. There's like. Oh, so good.
So good.
I like to dip them in mayo.
Sick.
Just joking. No, just like, so how white can you be? Well, I'm slurping down that Dr. B. Yeah. You ever eat cottage cheese and a cantaloupe?
Stop it.
Oh, my God. This
no!
my best friend growing up, Sarah, she has a little sister named Amy, and Amy used to watch Mr. Rogers after school every day. Mm. And there was one where Mr. Rogers made a snack, and it was a banana with a piece of American cheese wrapped around it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she was like, and of course, that's like every white person in America has those two things in their house.
Yeah.
You know? And so she tried it. She's like, it's so good. And I was like, you're so fucking weird. You're so gross.
No, there's like a TikToker that's like a redneck. It's like a mama and her son that makes these like terrible recipes.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
Did a banana. It was like wrapped in ham with cheese.
Ugh.
And
I just
she's
like,
it's pretty good, huh?
I
and
can't.
He's like, mama, 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 what is this? And that's like. I forget it's called like Mama.
Mama, it's so
but
good.
They like fly up. He was at the Garfield premiere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because he eats a Mama.
Because they do these TikTok videos of her cooking. Like, it's like making tacos and it's like canned chicken.
Ugh.
And like Velveeta. And he's like, Mama, what is this? And she's like, no. She's like, Dan, this is good. It's real good. And he's like, Mama. And I love
she
it.
She does
watch.
Not say it. It's real
I'm gonna,
good.
I'm going to show you.
There's no way.
I'm going to show
no
you these videos.
She
I watch
says that.
At 3 a.m, I watch all these videos. And then she's like hot as hell, too. She's like 47. And she's like,
oh, my God. Of course you're in love with
and
her.
And she's like wearing these sundresses. She's like, when I'm not eating pickles, I'm sundressing. I was like, whoa.
What?
Whoa, that's a very specific porn.
And then
he's down.
Like, Mama, get some clothes on. She's like, I'm
oh,
doing
no,
some. Mom,
sundressing pickles?
Yeah,
I'm cooking.
Well, she has her own line of pickles and sundresses, and you can buy it at Mama's house.
Mama's house.
Yeah.
Cracker
org.
Barrel.
Yeah, well, Cracker Barrel's
yeah,
working on it.
They're gonna do a line.
She has those stuffed bananas at Cracker Barrel. Now
crackle barrel. What do you call it?
Crackles.
Crackle barrel?
Crackles.
Crackle
barrel.
Crackle barrel.
You know crackling?
Oh, yeah. I did hear
go
that.
Go for it. I'm barren anyways.
I never used yeah. Yeah, I never used them anyways. Shit. But yeah.
We all know that about you, dude.
Maybe you should ban, you know, looking.
I'm already joining the 4B movement, so I don't give a fuck.
Whoa.
I never liked honey.
Y'all be
I
too
only
I'm
sleep with men with vasectomies. So.
Yeah. Busectomy.
What was that supposed to be?
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I know what it means.
Well, I guess we're ending the summer madness.
Mama.
Mama.
Mama. Mama. Mama, what you
I'm
going to
send you those videos. So we're going to. I'm gonna post. She's like, I put condiments on my hot dog. Mama, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
I put
stop.
What about condiments?
Mints for your condoms?
They sell those.
Okay, yeah. I want to know.
Am I right, boys?
Woo!
Yeah, what? You're like, hey!
Can we smoke in here?